AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome to Tech Talks with Kinsoft. This is where we unpack the stories shaping our digital world and hopefully help you navigate the tricky bits of tech and security. Today, we're looking at a really critical cybersecurity incident, one that goes way beyond just a single company, actually. It's the recent Hertz data breach, and unfortunately, it's hit customers right here in Australia, too.
Yeah, and our goal today isn't just to rehash the headlines. We want to get into not just what happened, but really why it matters, particularly this whole area of third-party vendor security, which often flies under the radar. This whole event, it's definitely concerning, but it's also a serious wake-up call, you know, for people, for businesses. It shows just how connected everything is and maybe more vulnerable than we think.
Absolutely. And what I find really interesting here is how a huge company like Hertz, you'd assume they have pretty solid security, right? But they got compromised, not through their own front door, so to speak, but through a weakness in a vendor they were using for apparently limited purposes.
Yeah.
It's like locking your house, but forgetting the side gate used by the gardener?
That's a great analogy.
Okay, let's unpack this properly then. So the basics first. Hertz has started telling customers their data was involved. And Hertz Australia specifically confirmed, yes, Australians are affected. So this isn't just some overseas story. It's local.
Right. And the way it happened is, well, it's a classic supply chain attack, really. It wasn't Hertz's own systems that failed. It came from an incident at a third party, a company called Clio. They provide a file sharing platform that Hertz used, the attackers, the Klopp Cyber Extortion Group. They basically found and used what we call zero-day vulnerabilities in Clio's software.
Okay, zero-day vulnerabilities. That sounds pretty bad. Can you quickly break that down? What does zero-day actually mean?
Sure. Think of it like finding a secret flaw, a hidden weakness in a piece of software that the makers, the vendor, don't even know about yet. So they have literally 0 days to fix it before the bad guys find it and start using it. In this case, Klopp found these weak spots in Clio's system before Clio could patch them. That gave the attackers basically a free pass in. Specifically, we know they used two flaws, identified as CVE-2024-50623 and CVE-2024-55956.
CVEs. Right. Those are the standard ID codes for vulnerabilities.
Exactly. Common vulnerabilities and exposures. And these weren't small bugs. They were serious enough to let attackers get around security. It looks like this happened in sort of two waves, October 2024, and then again in December 2024.
That timeline is quite something, especially the gap between, you know, things happening and people finding out. Hertz confirmed they knew data was taken on February 10th, 2025. But the investigation to figure out who was affected wasn't done until April 2nd. And then they started telling customers on April 11th. But what's really striking is you said Klopp exploited this back in December 2024. And Hertz was apparently listed on Klopp's darknet site then, December 24th.
That's right. Listed on the leak site then. And the data itself seems to have been published about a month later, January 24th, 2025.
Wow. So the criminals had the data, even released it way before customers got the official word.
That lag is definitely something individuals worry about. And it's important to know this wasn't just the main Hertz brand. It also affected customers of Dollar and Thrifty, which are, you know, part of the Hertz group.
Right. So if you've rented from any of those three, especially here in Australia, you need to pay attention.
Definitely.
So the big question for everyone listening, what data actually got out? For Australians, we're talking name, contact details, date of birth, driver's license info, and crucially, payment card information.
Yeah, that's the core PII, personally identifiable information.
Hertz did say only a very small number, also had passport details exposed, but still, that's really sensitive stuff.
Extremely.
And just to show the scale, for U.S. customers, it even included things like social security numbers and workers' comp info. That's a massive haul of personal data.
It really is. But what's fascinating, technically speaking, is what Hertz has stressed. Their own investigation found no sign that Hertz's internal network was breached.
Okay.
It purely came through that third party, through Clio, which just hammers home the point about vendor risk.
Yeah.
You can have the best locks on your own doors, but if your supplier leaves their door open,
then you're exposed anyway.
Yeah. So what's Hertz doing about it? Apart from notifying people, obviously.
Well, they've confirmed Clio, the vendor, took steps to investigate and fix those vulnerabilities. That's step one. Hertz also reported it to law enforcement, and they're notifying the relevant regulators, which they have to do.
Standard procedure, okay.
And importantly for those affected, as a precaution, Hertz is offering 2 years of free identity monitoring via Kroll.
Ah, Kroll. They're a well-known name in this space. Mm. What does that monitoring typically involve? Yeah, it generally includes a few key things. Credit monitoring, so you get alerts if someone tries to open credit in your name. Identity restoration assistance, which is huge.
Yeah.
If the worst happens, they help you clean up the mess. And dark web surveillance.
So meaning they scan those dodgy marketplaces to see if your details pop up.
Exactly. They look for your stolen info being sold or traded. Hertz says they're not aware of any misuse of the data so far, but they're still urging everyone to be vigilant.
Which is always good advice anyway, right? These things can take time to surface.
Absolutely. Fraudsters might sit on data for months or even years.
So let's connect this to the bigger picture. You mentioned supply chain risks and third-party vendor vulnerabilities. This Hertz case seems like exhibit A for that.
It really is. It perfectly shows how even a company with presumably strong internal security can get tripped up by a partner. It forces a rethink of security, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's not just about your own perimeter anymore. It's about this whole ecosystem of trust.
And the trust needs constant checking, I suppose.
Continuous verification, yeah. Companies often underestimate just how wide the damage can spread from one single compromised vendor. Like you said, Hertz's own systems weren't the entry point. It was Clio's weakness that Klopp exploited. It's like those Russian nesting dolls, you know?
Ah, yeah.
You think you're dealing with one company, but they rely on another who relies on another. Each one a potential weak link.
So boiling it down, what does this mean for you listening, whether you're just trying to keep your own data safe or you run a business? What are the practical lessons here?
Well, for businesses especially, this needs to trigger some real action. It's not just theoretical risk anymore. First off, you absolutely must vet third-party vendors properly before you integrate them.
And that's more than just ticking boxes on a form, right?
Oh, much more. It's digging into their security culture, their actual technical controls, how they handle incidents, even their technical debt. You can't just take their word for it. Need proof, maybe independent audits.
That sounds like a lot of work, especially if you use many vendors.
It is, but it's essential. Second, get strong cybersecurity clauses into your contracts. Make security standards, data protection rules, and breach notification requirements legally binding. Third, the principle of least privilege. We heard Hertz used Clio for limited purposes, but even that was enough. Only give vendors access to the absolute minimum data and systems they need to do their job. Nothing more.
Seems obvious, but I guess easy to let slip.
Very easy. Convenience often wins over strict permissions, or old access just doesn't get revoked when it's no longer needed. That's a ticking time bomb. Fourth, you have to monitor and audit what your third parties are doing continuously. Don't just set it up, forget about it. Regular checks, maybe pen testing your vendors if they're critical.
Okay.
Fifth batch, patch promptly. Obvious, but Clio's unpatched 0 days were the way in here. That applies to everyone, internal systems, vendor systems, everything. And finally, have an incident response plan that specifically thinks about third-party breaches. What happens if your vendor gets hit? How do you find out? How do you tell your customers? How do you make sure the vendor actually fixes it?
Yeah, that's a scenario many probably haven't fully planned for. And thinking about Australian businesses, we're just as interconnected, aren't we? Relying on cloud services, SaaS platforms, the works. A breach in one supplier can cascade.
Exactly. It can ripple right through the supply chain. That's why understanding cases like Hertz is vital. It's not just a big company problem. Any business, any size, using external services faces this risk.
So maybe the thinking, oh, we're too small or we only use reputable providers isn't quite enough.
It's not. Because even those reputable providers might have their own vulnerabilities or their suppliers might. This raises that crucial question. How do you secure your entire digital world, not just your own little corner? The core message really is that security is shared. Everyone has a part to play. You need to secure every endpoint, every connection, internal systems, partner platforms, all of it.
It's a constant effort.
It's ongoing, yeah, but totally necessary to protect trust, data, and ultimately your reputation.
So the key takeaway from the Hertz breach, in this connected age, your security is really only as good as the weakest link in your digital supply chain. And often, as we saw here, that link is a third-party vendor. It's a serious reminder to look beyond your own walls.
Definitely. And maybe a final thought for everyone listening. Just pause and think about all the apps and services you use daily. Your bank, streaming, shopping. How many different companies are actually involved in handling your data behind the curtain? And how would you even begin to check if those unseen partners are secure? It's tricky, but something we all need to be more aware of when we think about our own data safety.
That's a really important point to ponder. And look, if today's discussion has got you thinking about your own business's security, or if you need some expert help navigating IT and cybersecurity, we do encourage you to check out www.kinsoft.com.au. The team there can help you talk through your specific needs, look at your risks, and make sure your digital setup is as strong and resilient as possible. Thank you so much for joining us on Tech Talks with Kinsoft today. We'll be back next time to unpack more of the stories shaping our tech world.